with today's top stories. I'm Tonata Kadhila. Following the declaration of a Category D severe water scarcity drought by the council on 31 July 2024 and in line with the City of Windhoek's water management plan, new water saving measures will be implemented starting 1 September 2024. City spokesperson Lydia Amutenya has more.
We have achieved a 6% reduction in our water consumption. While this progress is commendable, it is also important to note that it remains below our overall target of a 15% reduction. We will share formula and calculations of how block tariffs will be applied during Category D water scarcity. This will ensure that our customers understand the tariff structures as per the gazetted 2023-2024 financial year tariffs, which we are still using pending any adjustment in the water tariff.
CEO of the Cancer Association of Namibia, Rolf Hansen, is attending the 74th session of the World Health Organization Regional Committee for Africa, currently underway in Congo Brazzaville. Hansen says over 900,000 new cancer cases and 586,000 cancer deaths occur in the Africa region each year.
Timely diagnosis and access to appropriate treatment would significantly reduce this regional burden. And as a result, the cancer community warmly welcomes the proposed framework of local production of medicines and vaccines as a valuable step forward to fight cancer, support our patients, and help save lives in Africa.
South Africa's Constitutional Court has dismissed Shell and Impact Africa's appeal against a ruling that annulled their exploration rights off the Eastern Cape's Wild Coast. The court determined the application had no reasonable prospects of success and is expected to hear the local community's concerns regarding government's consideration of the renewal application. And the United Nations World Food Programme has temporarily suspended the movement of its staff in the Gaza Strip. It comes after its teams came under fire near an Israeli checkpoint while two of its armoured vehicles were escorting a convoy of lorries with humanitarian aid. UN spokesperson Stephen Dujarric says increasing violence compromises the ability to deliver life-saving assistance.
This is the latest incident to underscore that systems in place for coordination are not working, and we continue to work with the IDF to ensure that incidents like that do not happen again. Parties must respect international humanitarian law at all times. Civilians must be protected, and their essential needs, including food, water, shelter, and health, must be met wherever they may be in Gaza.
The Human Rights Office, OHCHR, on Wednesday condemned Israeli military escalation in the occupied West Bank, calling for attacks by the Israeli Defense Forces to stop, along with settler violence and the forcible transfer of Palestinians. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.